they put the horseshoe on the hoofs.
Uh-huh.
And say a little child, say he went to sleep in bed, but woke up in the floor. You would say that during the night he did what? He did what? He fell.
Fell off the bed.
Yes, ma'am. And let's see. Did y'all ever grow any, have any sheep much around here?
No, we didn't have them.
Did any of the other people ever keep any sheep or anything?
The only thing I can remember that some fella penned his sheep at my daddy's house in his lot. Seemed to me that it was a cow lot, and shared them there, and then turned them back out.
What did let's see. Did they have any special name for the male sheep?
I don't know that much about it.
And what about the female sheep? Do you know if they had any? And what did you call the stuff that they sheared off the
wool?
Yes, ma'am. And you mentioned that you had hogs and all. What did y'all usually call the male hog?
A boar.
Did they ever call him anything else, or mostly just a boar?
No, that's all. And the females was called a brood sow. If you was going to keep them to breed, why, they were called a brood sow.
Yes, ma'am. And now, if they had a pig and they didn't want him to grow up and be a boar, what would they usually do to him? What did you call that one?
Well, Castro.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's.
And what would they call one of the little pigs that had been castrated, a hog that had been castrated? Did they have a special name for him?
I don't remember.
Did you ever hear anybody call him a barra? Anything like that?
Yeah. That's a barra. Barra, I think that's the way we say it.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Now, we were talking about little pigs. Did you have any special name for pigs when he got just a little older? Say that, you know, not fully grown, but just a little older than a pig. Did you ever have any special name for him then?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear anybody use the term shote?
Oh, yes, if they got up, you know, pretty good size, but when they was little, they were pigs, and then they'd say, well, they're just about shotes now.
You remember about how old a pig would have to be before they called it?
No, I sure don't.
But he was up in size.
Uh-huh.
And, let's see, did they have any special name for a female pig that hadn't been bred, was unbred? Did you ever hear anybody call her a gilt or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, but you could bring some of them things back to me. Called her, that's a gilt.
Mm-hmm. And so that was just an unbred female.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. And what did, you know, the big teeth that the hog had, what did they call those?
Tushes.
And the stiff hair there on his back, what did they usually call that?
Bristles, I believe.
And if you had your hogs in the pens there and you wanted to feed them, what would you put your feed in? What were those things that they put the feed in? Did y'all have?
Well, they'd have a trough made of wood and then strips nailed across it so that they wouldn't, you know, act the pig and root it all out. But then the same thing by water. When you had to water them, if you had them in a pen.
How many troughs would you have there in a?
According to how many hogs you had in a pen.
So it just vary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to ask you next about some of the sounds that the animals made and what y'all, you know, names you had for the sounds.
Well, let me see. Well, then I heard that cow lowing.